Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, got some sun here finally on the East Coast. It's a gorgeous day. We've got to like 65, 68 degrees. But your herbalist was stuck inside working all day. And we were working hard, too, because we have put up on the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com, a Valentine's special, so you can check that out at your convenience. It is good through Valentine's Day, and on selected formulas in the 2-ounce size, you can save up to 30%, so you can stock up and save, buy one for him or her, buy one for yourself, and save big time. So if you don't want to invest in stocking up in the cases or the half case size, you can pick up one or two bottles here and get some savings, so that's a good thing. So it's on the powerherbs.com. Just click on the Valentine special up at the top of the page, and then click on the item inside that area, and you'll see the discount. So, yeah, I've been inside all day doing all that great stuff. And I want to say thank you to Andre. Andre, our IT support, because we had worked diligently on this special area, the Valentine special area, and then clicked on the wrong thing, and the whole thing disappeared. So we kind of like, you know, and so we had to call Andre to save our, you know, bacon. So thank you, Andre. Well, we got a great show. We are going to be talking about some things that are happening regarding your supplement industry. What is the FDA up to, you know, now? Well, we're going to cover that. And also we're going to be talking about vitamin doses and things like that. Maybe, since Valentine's Day is coming up, maybe some Valentine heart herbs. What do you think? We're going to talk about that. And we got a quack report, but we forget before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military. Of course, we're praying for their protection, and we appreciate them. But we're also praying for a righteous leader to step forward that we can identify, that knows the Lord, and can lead this country back, one nation under God. Because you know what? I agree. America cannot be America. It can't be great until we get rid of the abortion thing. I do agree with that. We got to reverse that problem. So, yeah, we need to recognize, the masses need to recognize that and vote in the righteous leader. And, of course, protect the voting process because we know that it's not so much the person who casts the votes but the people who count them that is really important. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Well, Monsanto's in the news and also the FDA. A man responsible for the, I guess the Monsanto, the genetically modified, Michael Taylor. He's been promoted from the U.S. Food and Safety Czar to senior advisor to the commissioner of the FDA. Do you know about that? This position will enable the giant biotech company Monsanto, possibly, to silently and legally feed all their wonderful chemically derived produce and foods that are not 100% organic, right? President Obama has appointed the former Monsanto Vice President Taylor and lobbyist Michael Taylor to this position, and this is the same man who was food safety czar for the FDA when the genetically modified organisms were allowed to be pushed into the food chain without any testing, by the way. Pray for that. I mean, pray for this, because we need help. This is crazy. What else we got? Johnson & Johnson has another recall. Goodness, they have more quality control problems over at J&J. Another product recall, 2,200 bottles of the Aveeno Baby Calming Comfort Lotion, lot number 0161LK, and they've been found to be contaminated with the Codalase negative staphylococci bacteria, which is highly contagious and resistant to antibiotics. Now, the tainted bottles were sold apparently in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, according to Johnson & Johnson. The company has pulled the contaminated lot from store shelves, but they're not asking consumers who already purchased the contaminated product to return them to the store. But if you're concerned, you may contact the company for a refund. The number is 877-298-2525, 877-298-2525. And a study in 1999, a study that published in the Annual Review of Medicine explained that the Codalase-negative staphylococci bacteria is highly transmissible, particularly in hospitals, and can cause central nervous system infections, urinary tract infections, and endothalamitis, which is another infection, so heart valves and so forth. Throughout the past year, poor Johnson & Johnson, they've had at least 12 different consumer products recalled, manufactured by McNeil Consumer Healthcare. That included the children's Benadryl allergy fast melt tablets, Tylenol 8-hour, Motrin IV, Sudafed 24-hour, Rolaids, and Tylenol cold liquid products. So quite a year for them. Moving along on the Quack Report, did you know your crops, your vegetables, are being sprayed with MSG as a chemical growth enhancer? Yeah, crops are being sprayed left and right with MSG glutamic acid, and they say it's in all the states they're doing this as a growth enhancer, and they're trying to get approval to spray even the organic crops with that. What are we going to do then? It's called Grow Your Own. What else we have? Sanvex, remember we mentioned them? They had written a letter to all the educational facilities, all the schools, warning them that the Gardasil, the HPV vaccines, are pretty dangerous, basically, giving a heads up that there's going to be some serious side effects. Well, now they have written, Sanvex has written a letter to Kathleen Sebelius to rescind the approval of Gardasil to be given because of lack of efficiency in testing post licensure monitoring, because they had fast-tracked that vaccine, if you recall. Anyway, there was a published study recently after it was approved. 12,852 young women were given the HPV vaccination. And let's see, it only helped, they say, from the study, they only help 0.6% protection, okay? But on the other flip side of that, it seemed to increase the risk of cancer, of the other viruses that, you know, cervical cancer you can get, 4 to 10 times greater, so compared to the unvaccinated subjects. It's interesting. So this this demonstration of a non-efficiency of the Gardasil vaccine, the figures are indicating that women who do receive it have an increased risk of developing cervical cancer, and the drug was approved under the FDA's accelerated approval process, and Sanvax, their team, felt compelled to appeal to the person in charge of the FDA CDC oversight, Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, she can't say that she didn't know. They wrote that letter on January 31st, 2012, to her to rescind the approval for the Gardasil based on the lack of efficiency demonstrated in the Athena study. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. What else we got in the Quacker? Going to go to the UK. Guess what? The UK, by the end of this year, are going to have pills that are microchipped. They're called smart pills. We've told you about this. It was coming under the guise of helping people to remember to take their medicine. They're going to have these microchip products called Helios, or the Raisin Personal Monitor. It's going to be attached to the UK pills. It's produced by Proteus Biomedical, and it's a California-based company. And they say that, you know, it doesn't matter, that the individual's rights to privacy is going to be protected, even though the information contained in the chip is going to be transferred over the Internet through the person's cell phone. So you swallow the medicine. It's laced with Helios activates, which are high-frequency signals that the body detects and is transmitted to a Band-Aid-like monitor that the person wears. And then the person can send that information, all the vital signs and whatnot, over their cell phone, to their doctor, to their family members, to whoever they want. But, you know, this thing is going to it's going to measure vital signs like, you know, heart rate, perspiration, you know. But it's also going to monitor your body posture, your sleep patterns, and God knows what else. So people are going to know what you're doing. Supposedly encrypted and sent over the Internet. Yeah. So, but, you know, you got to consider the implications. If, let's say, you have a depression disorder and you're living in the UK, and you're going to be highly monitored to be taking your medication. Yep. I bet you they're going to write laws that if you don't take it, they're going to imprison you or something, or fine you. Watch that. That's next. What else? Oh, we got some flesh-eating problems in the UK. It's a bacterium seems to be spreading across. It's common in hospitals. You know, you remember MRSA and stuff. But this one is a bacterium that's transmitted through skin-to-skin contact, hugging and sneezing and coughing. The strain has been labeled USA 300. It also can lead to blood poisoning and a form of pneumonia that eats away at your lung tissue. Ugh. The bacteria is usually resistant to many types of antibiotics and can create large boils on the skin. Now, that sounds biblical, doesn't it? Yeah. So Chris Williams, professor of molecule genetics at the University of Birmingham, says that it breaks down your tissue, this bacteria, and if it gets into your heart muscle or get into your bloodstream, it can take hold in different parts of the body and actually could lead to death quite easily, according to him. And Dr. Ruth Massey says the USA 300 is causing a huge problem in America and is being reported with increasingly. Have you been hearing anything about this over the news, in the papers? It's commonly acquired strain that is, it's affecting healthy people. So it's not just attacking people who are, you know, HIV or elderly or whatever. So, Last but not least in the Quack Report, good news. I like to end on good news if I can. There are some herbs that are great for treating the flu, and we're going to go over them quickly. They've been used for flu remedies for generations to protect you and relieve you from flu symptoms. First up, one of the top ones is echinacea. You've heard about this one. Scientific research, though, in the lab has said that it helps the immune system to stay strong and protects you from these common pathogens like influenza viruses. Echinacea extract, they say, works against the enzyme called hyaluronidase, which destroys the body's defenses against disease, so it protects you from that. And studies also suggest that it may be helpful at slowing tumor growth. The next one mentioned was elderberry, used for many generations recently, though been discovered that it contains viburanic acid. It's a compound that encourages perspiration, gets you into the detoxification mode quickly. So elderberry can help with fever, it helps purify the blood, and helps cleanse your body cells of the pathogens. The next one is ginger root, also used for digestive problems, nausea, vomiting, for over 2,000 years, by the way. But it also is a powerful anti-inflammatory and helps with the common cold, flu-like symptoms, headaches, and pain from menstrual periods. And lastly, the one that is interesting is boneset, also known as comfrey. They say it is an immune system stimulant, and it's very effective in the case of influenza with fever. Ability to break the fever associated with your flu, helps dry out mucus, get rid of the congestion, and also helps to stimulate digestion and get rid of the toxins. So it's great for respiratory allergies, chills, rheumatism, broken bones even, urinary tract infections, and of course the flu. High in a lot of nutrition, that's why it works. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, if you're looking for echinacea, ginger root, and so forth, a lot of immune-boosting formulas, you can see them there live on the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. Call for your free product catalog at 866-229-3663. Or you can download a free copy of the PDF version off their website, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C., what are they doing on Capitol Hill, what's the FDA up to. You know, lately there has been a lot of discussion on these new restrictions that the FDA wishes to saddle the dietary and food markets with. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that the nutraceutical and the pharma nutrition sectors are all for the new FDA guidelines. And, of course, they are, because their products would be exempted from the new rules. So now there are a few voices near Capitol Hill that are speaking out against these new FDA guidelines, saying that they need to be withdrawn. And I know we are all sick of hearing about this, but let's see what these new guys are saying. they have some important voices, you know, because businesses in D.C., which tend to consult with dietary supplement and food companies, are saying that the FDA has turned the good manufacturing guidelines into what is known as a pre-market approval process. And that's not right. So if the FDA gets its way, no one really can produce anything without the government approving it first. So companies with deep pockets are either going to grease some FDA palms or lobby to get their type of product exempted. So either way, money answers all things. So the new guidelines are going to open the door for more corruption within the government and fewer products for consumers to choose from. Well, let's look at this permission mission that the FDA is on, because the CEOs of companies that will be affected by the new restrictions are questioning if what the FDA is doing is legal. Huh. So what is the reasoning behind the new policies and the basis of law? Todd Harrison and Paul Feinstein of Venable, they're located in Washington, D.C., and what they do is they advise food and drug and other companies on how to be compliant with the good manufacturing guidelines. So these gentlemen are of the belief that the FDA goes, if the FDA goes through with their pre-market approval agenda, which is masquerading as keeping consumers safer, that it's going to have some detrimental effects on consumer access to your dietary supplement and cause unwarranted harm to countless businesses. So these men and some others are calling for the FDA to withdraw their draft guidance for the new dietary ingredient and to uphold the regulations that are consistent with the principles Congress set forth for dietary supplements and foods. You remember that? Dietary Supplement Act? Okay, so is what the FDA is doing unlawful? Well, according to Business Insiders, the new proposed FDA regulations are unlawful and outside the current regulations. Ooh. So what is obvious is that these new guidelines that the FDA wants are not guidelines but really rules to be used to interpret laws such as Sections 413 and 201 of the FDCA, the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act. However, where the problem lies is that the guidelines are significantly contrary to the FDCA, specifically where dietary supplements are concerned. So where the FDCA has broad definitions, the new FDA guidelines intend to narrow them and thereby eliminate products currently on the market. So in general, the objections to the new guidelines negate congressional intent to, quote, ensure broad and open access to safe dietary supplements, end of quote. So the other problem is that the FDA wishes to exempt synthetic supplements from the same standards as botanical ones, and nowhere previously has the statute law or the FDA stated that synthetic supplements were not the same in the same category as the botanical supplements. So the FDA's guidelines are an attempt to rewrite the dietary supplement statutes without proving their case in court. And without proper procedure, how long will it be before all layers of government question any business intention? It's a question you got to ask. So, what are the other objections that these professionals have? Well, there's all these records that the FDA wants from businesses, because if we allow the FDA free reign over our markets, businesses that have been around a while will need to produce contemporaneous business records going back nearly 20 years. Yeah, that is what they're proposing in their guidelines. Oops, I mean rules that the FDA has included. So suppose you started a company, I don't know, let's say 18 years ago, and there were no statute rules governing your industry that said that you had to keep these records, right? So therefore, you don't have them. So then you most likely would not meet the compliance guidelines or the rule that the FDA has set forth on your product that you submit to them for approval, it would be denied because you have no records. So any product that you safely marketed prior to October 15, 1994, would need to go through the FDA's pre-market approval process, and you would totally fail because you have no records. Kind of nice, huh? They meant to do that. So during the approval process, by the way, you would be prohibited from making and selling your product, which is it's directly against the congressional intent to ensure open access to safe dietary supplements. And the other problem is the FDA's guidelines require supplement manufacturers to get approved on each product instead of ingredients. So for instance, once an echinacea ingredient was approved, you would not have to have another echinacea product approved. However, if each product is required to be approved, businesses will need to hire people just to keep track of that process. It's mountains, mountains, and mountains of paperwork. So the other problem with the guidelines or these rules is that FDA wants to put dietary supplements in the same category as food additives, thus bypassing all the protection Congress gave dietary supplements. See, Congress set two separate safety standards, one for dietary supplements and one for food additives. And what is worse is the FDA's new proposed guidelines for the botanical supplements are more restrictive than the requirements for food additives. And lastly, the folks in D.C. opposing the new FDA rules say that the scientific and other documentation required would unduly burden the small and mid-sized businesses because they would lack the time and the resources to conduct clinical trial studies to comply with the FDA. So it was not Congress's intent to unduly burden small business, and I agree. So what we have here, folks, is a false premise. And what additional evidence would we need to conclude that the FDA is on a path to destroy our health and vitality and to pave the way for pharmaceutical companies to take over your food and supplement markets? Now, I believe that God has raised us up, his people, for a time such as this. And God's people speak out against tyranny and unlawfulness. And there's a lot of deception. And I pray that each and every one of you out there seek the Lord's face, seek his wisdom and discernment, and not be fooled. Be wise. That's what I say. So we keep the pressure on. We keep it on the government and on our representatives to stop this oppression. And you know what? We stock up on dietary supplements that have a long shelf life. And we live in times that the choices before us are dangerous ones. So God's will be done, and we will need to be prepared for everything. And Apothecary Herbs has your immune-boosting and organ-cleansing products that have a 10-year shelf life, and you can stock up and save on their organic whole food herbal products in their vitamin vault and now also on the Valentine special area at thepowerherbs.com, or you can call free product catalog 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and don't forget, you'll get 15% off any order you mail in, so if you're not into the internet, you can still save. Gotta take a break, but on the other side, more health news. Stay where you are.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and for the first part of the show, we were kind of jumping into what's going on in Capitol Hill, that capital compliance deal, and, you know, the folks in the UK and the European Union countries, they can no longer import products from the United States, you know, some really great herbal products from here. Their government has, you know, slapped them with a bunch of restrictions, pretty much what the FDA is trying to do now. So folks in Australia are looking for quality supplements, too, with a long shelf life. And it's actually leading them to email me, you know. And so I got some emails from Australia recently asking, can you still ship here? Yeah. For now, we can. And so that's where your healthcare options just became endless at Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Also, I need to mention, if you have called Apothecary Herbs from January 23rd through the 1st of February and you left a request for a product catalog on the catalog hotline, or you left a request for a callback and you did not receive a catalog or a phone call back, it is because we lost our automated phone attendant server and the backup server, and trying to rebuild things, but most likely have lost your messages, and we apologize. So you'll need to call back. Right now you'll probably just get voicemail because we're still working on the system, and I apologize. That's during, you know, off hours, but during working hours you'll get us directly. So do apologize for any inconvenience there. So just give us a call back, okay? All right. Well, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about your vitamins a little bit. There's a wonderland of vitamins out there. People sometimes wonder what to do with them, how to take them, how to store them. Well, we're going to try to cover some of that. And a lot of people get those little bitty, or I shouldn't say little ones, some of them are quite large, those vitamin organizers, the pill boxes. They have like 7 little compartments with the days of the week listed on there. And some of the pill organizers actually come with an extra large compartments if you got a lot of pills to take. I hate pills. I don't know about you, but I just don't like pills. So if you feel like pills are filling up your daily space, but ask the question, are they really helping you? That's the important thing. Are they helping? I suppose most Americans do feel that their supplements are helping. About 70% of Americans across the nation are taking pretty much handfuls of pills every day. Now, I'm not talking about prescription. I'm pretty much talking about supplements at this point. Now, so if you're taking enough pills, I guess that your organizer could use an eighth day of the week, I think maybe we could shed some light on some things for you. Because if you wonder if your pills that you're taking are providing enough nutrition to make a difference, or if you're just not sure, we're going to kind of cover some of that right now. Now, vitamin shops and drug stores and these mega stores like Walmart, they stock an overwhelming selection of supermarket products. There are like 40 different brands of vitamin C, 20 brands of ginkgo, and 10 different flaxseed oil products that you can choose from right now. So how do you decide? Well, today a lot of times price is a major decision maker for a lot of people. However, most health experts admit that if it comes to supplements, the cheapest brand includes also cheap ingredients. So, and also brand names do not guarantee good quality as well. So you do have to do your homework. Now, everyone is a little different when it comes to doses, and most products will have an average dose listed there. And depending on your current situation, you may require more or less than that standard dose. And for instance, if you're under stress, if you're sick, if you're dieting, if you take prescription or recreational drugs, if you consume alcohol, eat refined sugar, or eat junk food, this all makes a big difference on what your dose is going to be. So scientific researchers have changed their recommendations on your daily allowance of vitamins over the years. And for example, we used to take about 60 milligrams of vitamin C every day, and now it's up to 300 milligrams per day. And some health experts and nutritionalists say a gram or two of vitamin C is enough. Okay? So, and how are you taking these supplements? Because you can get supplements in lots of different forms these days. You can get it in capsules, chewables, lozenges, tablets, liquids, and powders. And some health experts link capsules think, well, they think the capsules are easier to digest than the tablets. And vegetarians and others wanting to avoid animal foods such as beef and pork, they actually should invest in supplements that use vegetable gelatin capsules instead of the animal gelatin capsules. Also, your chewable supplements often do contain sugar, food colorings, binders, fillers, and so forth, and your lozenges also contain the same. Now, personally, I like the liquids, the vitamin liquids, because they're just not going to have all that extra stuff in there that they shouldn't. You want to read your labels carefully, as some are going to also contain maybe some artificial colors and sweeteners in the liquid, so look real careful. Now, if you look at herbal tinctures, usually they don't contain a lot of those additives. Sometimes they may have a flavoring. But they do have a very long shelf life if you store them appropriately. So your vitamin tablets most certainly are going to have fillers, lactose, and binders like gar gum, things like that, to keep the pill together, and they also have some coatings on them. Your powdered supplements are going to be a plus if you have difficulty swallowing pills or your digestion is not efficient, and you can just add it, the powders, to water and drink it down. So your water-soluble powdered vitamins are going to be more readily absorbed within a matter of a few minutes, and they have a longer shelf life than your capsules and tablets. Also, you want to check to see if your food colorings that are used in your vitamins aren't also synthetic, because, you know, this stuff can have caused cancer in lab animals. So I give supplement manufacturers a standing ovation who refuse to include the following three things in their supplements. They don't add sugar, they don't add salt, they don't add yeast or wheat or gluten or corn or dairy or flavorings or preservatives. So a big round of applause for them. Another rule of thumb is that you can take your supplements with a meal for a better absorption. Have a little buffer on the tummy, especially if you're just not used to taking that product. Now, with quality supplements, you also should see some positive results. And if your system is very dependent on nutrition or you've been very ill, it may take you a few weeks to a month or so to notice those benefits. So if you're depleted, it's going to take a while to build up those reserves. So how should you store your vitamins, your supplements? Store them away from heat and light, and also don't put them in a fridge. They should not be exposed to moisture as well, unless you don't have an environmentally controlled. Like if you're in a real hot climate, I guess the fridge is going to have to do. Also, don't store them next to your microwave ovens or any of your electronic equipment. So I would, you know, cabinet away from heat and light's good. Also, let's give you a little snapshot of some nutrients that will help your body out. If you need to rebuild your immune system function, you're going to want supplements that have some natural vitamin A, E, C, and B12. That folic acid and that pantothenic acid, your vitamin B5, also going to be excellent. If you need to rebuild tissue and bone, you're also going to need some organic vitamin A, C, D, and E. If nerve function is the issue, again, those B vitamins are going to be critical, including that folic acid. And if you're wanting anti-aging, you want to definitely, you know, pack on some antioxidants, some beta-carotenes, and vitamin C and E. So let's see. If you have weak bones and muscles, let's troubleshoot a little bit. What kind of nutrition could you include? Well, you're going to need more plant-based, not animal-based calcium. Helps with the muscle spasms as well. Also, if you tend to have tense muscles and stiff blood vessels, you're going to also need some natural magnesium. If you have weak cells and nerves and you have some offset electrical impulses, especially in the heart, you get some fluttering or arrhythmia, natural potassium is what I would do. Also, if the immune system's weak, if you're worried about accelerated aging and sex drive, you're going to need some natural selenium, some more antioxidants, and some natural zinc. So you can look for a lot of this nutrition in your foods and your whole food supplements. Foods that contain a lot of combinations of nutrition with your vitamins and minerals and enzymes, as well as your antioxidants, are going to be a plus. So for the body to absorb and use vitamins, there's got to be compatible nutrition with them in the proper amounts. Sometimes it's referred to uptake requirements, counter-regulatory nutrition, or cofactor elements. So your natural foods, which have not been altered genetically, have this type of balanced nutrition. Therefore, the most popular way really to supplement these days is called whole food supplement systems. And these products provide a natural source of your vitamins, your mineral nutrition, enzymes, and so forth. So your green foods, your vegetables are going to be full of that. And if you're just not a big fan of veggies, you can try your vegetable powdered mixes, stir that into your favorite juice, and away you go. So consumers are discovering that this approach, whole food supplements, is a more balanced and easier way for the human system to get the nutrition, to metabolize it, and to benefit from it. So taking isolated supplements like your iron here and your calcium there, things like that, a little bit harder on the system, and it's harder to get that perfect balance. So if you go with what nature intended, you're miles ahead. So you don't have to really wonder if you're looking for that balance, because Apothecary Herbs deals with whole food balanced nutrition. So before you supersize your pill box, you may want to consider getting your nutrition not only in your healthier lifestyle, but if you're unable to eat healthier all the time, you can get in touch with Apothecary Herbs, get a free product catalog, because they do have some whole food organic supplements there in liquids and powdered mixes, which makes it easy to adjust the dose and also provides a long shelf life for the product. So you can look for the Body Foundation Food Mix. It's one of their top sellers. It's the most popular item they have, along with their cleanses there. But you just add that to juice or water, and it's really excellent, especially if you're low in Bs or you're under a lot of stress. So put that in some juice or water, and also it won't make you feel so hungry. So if you need to eat a little lighter, you can without depleting your system. So add it to juice or water, or make a smoothie out of it, and you're good to go. So call them up and get a free product catalog. That toll-free number for Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about our Valentine Heartgram, because we have Valentine's Day coming up. And a lot of people out there want to strengthen their heart, yeah? So in honor of Valentine's Day, let's go over some of the heart information. We've got about 7.5 million people with myocardial infarction. That's not good. It means that 1 in 36 people get heart disease in America. Annually, 1.25 million have heart attacks, or 3,000 people a day have a heart attack. So I guess the Undertaker can be very busy with 460,000 heart attack deaths every year. So the standard prescription drugs, the beta blockers, the diuretics, the ACE inhibitors, the calcium channel blockers, the nitrates, the antiplatelets, the statin drugs, I mean, I could go on. But they do nothing to strengthen the cardiovascular system. And a long-term effect is it makes the heart system more dependent and weaker until you finally have heart failure. So so let's look at ways that we can strengthen the heart, because more than 2 million Americans suffer from an abnormal heartbeat, also known as arrhythmia. And arrhythmias can occur in a healthy heart and may not be very noticeable at first. If you leave that unchecked, an arrhythmia can damage the heart and causes a stroke or even a sudden cardiac death. So serious arrhythmia can produce lightheadedness, fatigue, loss of consciousness, chest pain, shortness of breath, heart attack, and even death. So there are two basic kinds of arrhythmia. There's the bradycardia, which is a heartbeat that's less than 60 beats a minute, and then there's the tachycardia, which is more than 100 beats a minute. So we got to balance that heart rhythm. We got to get that electrical impulse inside the heart working right. And basically, I want to have a little fun because we can actually put a personal ad out there in on the internet and in the newspapers. Personal ads are pretty much full of promises, you know. One thing for sure, though, you know, God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical company to stay healthy. So you can use, actually, God's medicinal plants to actually reverse a lot of damage and to strengthen the cardiovascular system. And once you realize that you are that powerful, and you could even imagine, but you can be that powerful, you can actually put the drug-pushing physicians, the cardiac specialists on the unemployment line. And let's just put an ad in the paper for the unemployed heart doctor. Why don't we do that? Let's see. Personal ad would say, job wanted, out of work cardiologist, seeks position as plumber, good with clogs, pipe buildup, and reestablish flow, good with snakes, call 555-STAT. Okay, it's just, you know, a little fun there. Well, let's talk about some things that will help. Well, garlic is your natural blood thinner, and it's an anti-clotting agent. And it helps take the stress off the heart muscle as well as to protect it from viruses and infection. Another herb that I like is hawthorn berries. It will protect your heart muscle from damage should your blood and oxygen be temporarily cut off. Hawthorn is going to be high in magnesium, potassium, and selenium, which will help reduce stress on the cardiovascular system, as well as to aid the electrical impulses to the heart muscle to regulate heartbeat. Hawthorn also helps reduce water retention and blood pressure and allows more oxygen to the heart to protect the heart, especially if there is loss of circulation. So if you have a heart attack, the muscle of the heart's able to survive longer without damage. Red clover is another herb that detoxifies the blood and helps reduce blood fats and cholesterol. Ginger root and also your habanero cayenne pepper together will improve circulation and balance blood pressure head to foot. Motherwort herb will help regulate heartbeat, helps with the, you know, fluttering. Also, you can use all of these herbs together. It's an excellent way to layer these herbs to strengthen the cardiovascular system and to, you know, help avoid a problem. So if you're interested in doing that, you may want to look into a product called Heart Cholesterol Blood Pressure Formula. It's a liquid. It's an aged concentrate, and that is at thepowerherbs.com. So all those herbs are in there. You can look at the ingredients. They're listed with the product. Okay, now what about if you have a problem with eating a lot of sweets? Well, you may want to try some Celtic sea salt. A lot of times you can use a little organic sun-dried salt, and it helps with the sweet cravings. Now, this is a sun-dried salt. It doesn't create hypertension, so you don't go crazy with the salt, but you can use this salt, and long-term it strengthens the cell walls. So it makes the cell walls strong, so like varicose veins, you know, keep you from having that. It also helps keep the arteries and veins with elasticity in them, so they don't get hard and rigid, causing arterial sclerosis. If you have any plaque, it helps scrub the arteries and veins of some plaque long term. It'll help remove that. So salt is a necessary element. It's an electrolyte. The cells need salt. Without the proper balance of salt and water in your system, your cells will explode. And this is why hospitals will hook you up to a saline drip when you check in. So salt's very necessary, but you don't want a devitalized, overprocessed salt. You want a natural sun-dried salt where all the 84 micromineral elements are still in there. So if you're interested, we send out a free sample of the salt with each and every catalog at Apothecary Herbs. And, of course, we do have the salt on the website, and we have it available now in the new counter salt grinders. So that's kind of neat. So you can check that out there at thepowerherbs.com. Now, for those of you that, you know, like to get out in the wilderness, like to hike, camp, travel, and sometimes you may be in some, I don't know, remote areas or maybe some areas that don't have English-speaking medical staff, let's put it that way. You may want, if you can't get to a hospital for an emergency, cardiac arrest, stroke, or anything like that, you may want to check out carrying with you a prevention pack, a little bit of a, you know, insurance policy. We do have a heart attack pack that is in a handy case. It's a canvas case, and you can loop your belt through it, and it's 1 pound. And you have some formulas in there that will help breathing be easier, help with, you know, chest pain, helps with even out the heartbeat, and establishing that circulation once again. So if you're in an area that you can't get medical care, you may want the emergency heart attack pack. And you can check that out, too, at thepowerherbs.com. It's on the website. You can even download a product catalog from that website, thepowerherbs.com, if you want. And then, again, there's the smokers. Goodness, if you are a smoker, don't you know that's going to put you at a bigger risk of having heart failure? And if you've tried and tried and tried to quit smoking and you're not really crazy of the Chantix and all these other drugs that put you at risk for stopping smoking, you may want to check a herb out called Lobelia. It has an alkaloid in it called lobeline, and it mimics nicotine in your system, but the non-addictive kind. So it helps quench your craving without having to smoke. And so if you use it correctly, you will just space your cravings further and further apart until you're just not smoking. So it's a very non-toxic and inexpensive way to quit. If you're looking for that product, that herb in a liquid, it is called Smoker's Helper. And you'll also find that at thepowerherbs.com. So you have a lot of tools, and if you're looking for more information to acquaint yourself with how powerful you are with God's good herbs, then you can download a PDF version of the Power Herbs book. It's a 400-page book, lots of herb secrets, common sense, natural therapies, combination therapies, 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have, lots of stuff. It's a great book to start out with, and it's just $14.99. So check that out. If you got email, you can get this book. The Power Herbs book is at thepowerherbs.com, and or you can call and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, and we'll send that out to you. Quick reminder, we have coming up on the 21st, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us. She is our wellness expert. She will be hanging tough with us and kind of talking. We got more Gellens, I think, is back in the news. So I think we're going to be talking about that when she visits us on the 21st here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. And also coming up in March, I have to tell you, John Monroe is going to be our guest on the 1st, March, that's Thursday, March the 1st, and he is going to be sharing his vision secrets with us. He has sent me his vision kit, and I cracked it open and started using it this morning. So I'm hoping to improve my vision and hopefully in a month's time have some good things to report. So he'll be with us here. John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado, and he'll be sharing some of that neat stuff. So will I. So interesting stuff, how you can reverse vision problems by strengthening the eye. Again, it's not about making the eye weaker. It's not about that. It's about strengthening and making it better, independent, not needing the crutch, like eye corrective wear or LASIK surgery or any of that stuff. So he's going to be with us, and we look forward to that. Coming up in the near future. Hey, I'm out of time, but I hope you all have a great weekend. And don't go anywhere. Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.